about ready to go, so we'll call to order the January meeting, 2016 meeting of the Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. Can welcome everybody back in the new year. So approval of the agenda is the first item on the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Second item is approval of the minutes from our December 2nd, 2015 meeting. So why don't we just take a minute and look through this and see if anybody has some recommended changes.
It might be the wrong time to bring it up, but if everybody would go to Attorney Eldridge's discussion under Old Business B,
yeah, the minutes.
And the fifth item down. Says manufactured home have restrictions, but are not prohibited and limited by zoning. And I know that's what you said, but in, and we may discuss this during our own meeting tonight, but in our district zoning for the town, under RA2T, residential trailer district, one or two family dwelling, comma, manufactured or mobile homes. And that's the only place in our Curie Beach zoning that talks about manufactured homes.
The minutes, I don't have a copy of the minutes, but it sounded like the minutes. Manufactured homes have restrictions, but not prohibited and limited by zoning. That should say that by general statute, local government cannot prohibit, point blank, manufactured homes.
But you can limit by zoning.
You can limit them to certain zoning districts, but you can't prohibit it.
Okay, so this is a little bit...
Yeah, it could be tweaked. Manufactured homes, I would rephrase it to say general statutes prohibit banning manufactured homes, but they can be limited to zoning districts. That makes sense. Did I say that correctly?
My concern would be that if we have minutes published that kind of say there's not a problem with this, and later on somebody brings one down here.
Well, that's manufactured home. That's a different issue than container homes.
Although I would say that if council wants to move forward, it's by looking at manufactured home.
It's tweaking the definition, and yeah, right. But in terms of our discussion for the minutes, I think we're okay. So, would you like to make a motion to approve those minutes with that change for item number 5 under Attorney Eldridge's presentation memorandum for discussion?
I would, unless there's other amendments.
Any other changes on this? Okay, is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have one abstention. Who was not here? Okay, next item, public comments. Are you here to public comment?
Just
to learn, okay. All right, well, with the other crowd back there, it looks like we have no public comments. So we're on old business. And we've got a couple different items here. First item is the manufactured shipping container homes. If you remember from the last, and I'm sure it's in the minutes here, I didn't even check actually, but I was going to go and raise the issue to the town council to get their advice on that. So I'd actually put together a... forgot to bring it to you. I'll email that to everybody. Did I send it to you?
You gave me one because I saw you.
I forgot to get home.
Do
you have it? Okay. Put a color in there.
I don't.
Okay, there it is. I'll just pass this around, but I put together about a 3-page kind of discussion points that I was going to present to the council. It was on the agenda at the last the December council meeting. And let me just go ahead and read what I have here, because this is what's going to be discussed, I think, as the starting point for the discussion at the next council meeting. And these are just things that I got off of the website, talking about characteristics of container houses. 90-day construction time is typical. Containers come in both 160 square foot and 320 square foot sizes. Initial cost of the container between $1,500 and $4,000. Finishing construction costs obviously varies depending on what they're going to do. Basically, minimum I found about $10,000 for a 320 square foot container. So the total cost can be anywhere between about $15,000 to $30,000 to finish it out. Obviously, that's not a high-end type of thing. For a micro house, it can get more expensive if stacked, you know, because they can stack these things and so forth. What I found is several studies have showed it's about 30% of a normal stick-built house in terms of construction costs. I did go through about 100 pictures or 200 pictures to see actually how many had sightings versus no sightings, and I found about 70% of the pictures when you just do container houses and pull up the images on Google, about 70% had no sightings and about 30% had additional sightings and finishing related to it. Then I also found that Wilmington does have a container house. It was actually part of the WDCT news report. And so the first picture, and I'll pass this around, the first picture of here is the one that is in Wilmington that was subject to the WDCT news report. I also went out there and took pictures of the one on Carolina Beach and Swordfish and South Carolina Avenue. And so I've got two pictures of what's going in there. And then I just also included just some examples. Again, just downloading them off Google, tried to get a variety of different ones, some that were finished, some that weren't finished, and so forth. So there's about five pictures of that. And then I have right here the issues for Curie Beach, summarizing our discussion last time. Is based upon definitions, and again, I tried to be very neutral because we had some disagreements in terms of this on the commission here, so I tried to be extremely neutral in terms of this presentation. And so the points right here is based upon definitions in Curie Beach Code, container houses are currently allowed in any zoning that allows single or multi-residential housing. And number two is container houses are becoming very popular due to the micro house craze and low cost. I think somebody had mentioned when they talked to the developer down there that we may be getting one in Curie Beach, so to speak. That might have been kind of hypothetical. But it says indications that a developer may be thinking about bringing container houses to Curie Beach. Under new state law, SL 2015-86, as of 2 weeks ago, towns and cities are now unable to regulate aesthetics of residential housing, but they may possibly be able to regulate certain building standards that have aesthetic aspects, such as siding and roofs and things like that. And then I put number five, P&Z is split regarding container houses. Some different options. Is it a limit to just certain zoning areas, such as the current zoning that allows mobile homes or manufactured houses, or possibly allow all residential zoning with possible requirements of siding and some of those other aspects? Number six is that it's easy to address the issue. It's basically wording changes and definitions in Curie Beach Code. I don't know if that was my impression of our discussion. You know, just kind of inserting some wording changes. And number seven, need a sense of where Curie Beach Council would like P&Z to go with the issue. So I thought we were going to have a really good conversation about this issue. And because of, in December, the swearing in of the new mayor and council members, they asked me to put off all this until the next meeting. Okay. So we didn't have any discussion. And so it's on the agenda for the January meeting to talk about this. So I don't have any really thing to report back. I know that Councilman Hegler has sent some emails out basically asking exactly the same questions that we had talked about. And I know that the attorney has responded to those and also sent Councilman Hegler the write-up that he presented to us. So don't really have anything more other than inviting everybody to come to the January meeting because it might be a rather lively one to see what the discussions are. But again, had absolutely no feedback in terms of asking for some guidance by the town council regarding the camera. But and so I'm just going to go ahead and present this to the January meeting. Yes?
The container home in Carolina Beach is in their zoning district that says mobile homes and trailers, and that's where that is. I don't know and have not talked to anybody regarding how that decision was made. If the person that owned that lot wanted to do it there, or if the town forced that person that that's the only place they could do, put the two containers, because it is in a district in Carolina that's zoned for trailers and the like. That same trailer district comes down to Alabama, which is the north end of Curie Beach, and that's where our trailer district is up there. I drove through that neighborhood and went lot by lot. On this chart, the yellow squares are homes, the blue squares are trailers, and the green squares, the green is an empty lot. So there's a lot of trailers in the Carolina Beach.
What's the red?
The red is the container.
Oh, that's Carolina Beach.
Since they were red and they're sitting there red right now. So I don't know how that bears on the issue we have, if we can continue to discuss, is it enforceable for a Curie Beach container home to be put in our zone that is zoned for trailers, manufactured mobile homes? I know it doesn't have wheels on the bottom of it, although it was brought in on wheels, just like a trailer is brought in on wheels. And many trailers are permanently fixed to the ground. Even though they're brought in, we know it was a trailer, it was manufactured as a trailer home. It's wheeled onto a lot and put there. Now you can see on this little map I did, all the yellow that are next to trailers, and some of those are very nice, 2 or 3 story homes. And right next door is a pretty old, shoddy looking trailer. So those folks evidently don't have a problem with their neighbor deterring from their own property value with, I think, what some people would say. Certainly a very different picture of what's going on. 3-story home and a short little trailer sitting right beside it on the same lot. Or next lot.
Now just very quickly, I think what we talked about last time, it's actually, if we want to, if it's the wish of the council really, because it's really, we need to get their feedback. But I think regulating them just to the zones that allow manufactured housing is very easy to do. We simply put that definition within the definition of manufactured housing in the code. So I don't see a big problem doing that. The question is whether that's what the council wants us to do. Because again, you know, there may be a difference of opinion there, just like there was a difference of opinion in our discussion, where some folks may feel that there's no problem, that should be appropriate and be allowed in all the residential areas, if there's some control over siding and aesthetics. But then that brings in the whole idea of this new law that was passed by the state.
Mr. Chairman, when you do, I think that you're absolutely correct. You could do nothing, and arguably the definitions would allow a container dwelling to go any place that a single or double family dwelling could go, or you could get very aggressive and insert into the definition for building, but not including shipping containers, and that would not allow them at all, although I think that there's risk involved with that, or you could specify zoning districts where they go. My point is this, using manufactured, and it's referenced in the memorandum, just bear in mind, since you'll be the contact person, that if it turns out that down the line they decide to address the issue by limiting it to certain zoning districts, there ought to be certain findings in the ordinance amending the text to buttress that against any challenge.
You know, again, I think we have to get feedback from the council as to which direction. I think we can address it once we get the feedback. I'm pretty sure we can, with the attorney's help, be able to address what the council would like us to do. But, I mean, it's an interesting issue. And, you know, before we spend a lot of time working through it and presenting something, I think we do need the council's feedback. But it was on the agenda for last December, and it's been pushed off to January.
When is council meeting?
19th.
And what time do they meet?
6:30.
Gavel.
And this is a relatively, there's going to be a presentation, I believe, by the dive folks. I saw that on the, so that may go about a half an hour or so. I guess it'll be probably around 7 or something.
To reference what John said about Calhoun Beach, a friend of mine's on the Planning and Zoning Board in CB. I texted him real quick. There's no limitations anywhere in Calhoun Beach for container homes. You can put one anywhere you want to. Okay. It just happens to coincide.
Happens to be
in that same area.
Yeah. And just very one thing you mentioned about three, really nice three-story houses. This used to be all manufactured trailers in this area. And with the jump in price, I've been here for about 22 years now. In the substantial jump in property prices in the 96, 97 period, a lot of these lots were bought up for $30,000, $40,000. They ripped the container home off. They built these nice... So it's the nice homes going in and the existing trailers.
You can tell by the image.
That are there. So. One of the things that Councilman Hagler did email that asked us to kind of look at and raise the issue is what short term, I think all the other questions we've dealt with in our prior discussions, but perhaps not this one. And again, I think you gave your response, but you may want to do it here also. What short-term actions can council take to give the building inspector the authority to not approve building permits of this type while the issue is being discussed by the council PZ for a long-term solution? In parentheses, he may already have the authority, I'm not sure, but if the current ordinances do not allow for stopping this, what can the council do? And you raised some issues about Memora.
Yeah, my response is on page 2 of your handout, paragraph 1 and 2, and certainly John may want to add to the conversation. I didn't see how a building inspector could be authorized to deny something that's arguably permitted. And a temporary moratoria is the way to handle such things if you want to stop them from coming in while you formulate text amendments. But moratoria doesn't relate. You can't do it when you're dealing with regulations regarding residential.
Oh, you can't?
No. So the first in paragraph 2 on page 2, my first thought was the town could adopt a temporary moratorium on development approval while formulating text amendments addressing the issue. The first sentence of that statute, however, prohibits adopting such a moratoria, quote, for the purpose of developing and adopting new or amended plans or ordinances to residential uses. That's exactly what we would be doing. So I don't see how the moratoria...
So the bottom line, there is nothing we could that would give the building inspector the authority to...
John can address the issue. I've not had that much experience of inspection, but I don't see how you can... Let's assume for the sake of discussion that it was a municipal use. I don't see how a building inspector can deny it if it's otherwise compliant with all the rest of the regulations.
If it was a permissible use. It's not a permissible use. That's a structure that's not built for human habitation at all. That doesn't meet any of our ordinance definitions whatsoever.
Well, this one's finished.
It's still not built for that. It's not built for that.
The definition
if it doesn't meet any of our, and according to section 1979, if it's not expressly allowed, then it's expressly prohibited.
Yeah, but a pile of 2x4 is limited to a property. It's not
it's a building. This building material is a.
The definition is constructive.
Container homes are not a building material.
Sure.
Container homes are containers to be used for shipping. I mean, we can argue all that.
Well, I know, but I'm just poking holes in it like somebody else would if you're gonna stand the ground.
It has to be, doesn't it have to be legally, you have to, or it's just going to have a rule?
I think that not only is BZC divided, but the town is divided on how to interpret these.
Well, that's why we decided to go get some advice, but...
If you were to allow, wouldn't it have to be engineered, for one? And then it would also have to have siding on it, it would also have to have a 512 pitch roof on it, wouldn't it?
412.
That statute said, I mean, that definition says constructed for or designed for residential use. To me, if you retrofit a container for residential use, I think you're coming very close within the scope of that definition.
Without the siding requirements and the roof pitch requirements.
But it wasn't.
But see, that's already our ordinance, though.
It wasn't designed for that. Nobody's advertising, I'm building containers so you can take it and make a house.
I don't think the design has to be for, I think the design can come after. If a building is four walls with an interior space and an exterior space, and you design that interior space for residential use, I don't see how it doesn't fall under the definition of building.
Well, the interpretation part of the ordinance is my job. So if somebody wanted to argue my position on ordinance, then they could certainly do that by taking it to the Board of Justice.
Exactly.
I think what we need to focus on is whether or not we want to change the ordinance to expressly allow these things, if we want to change the ordinance to say no, or if we want to leave the ordinance as it is. There's no use in discussing whether or not the current ordinance applies to this.
Yeah, I agree.
We have a moratorium in place. It's called John.
Bottom line. Well, that's not the question from Councilman Hamlin, though. He was like, what can be done? And can he legally say no?
Well, if I understand John correctly, he feels he can because he doesn't agree with the analysis. And if he doesn't agree with the analysis, he doesn't see a container as a building that can be used as a dwelling. And that's fine. I admit all along that there's two different ways to look at this. I've just raised the issue. You know, ultimately, one of the things that we always, and this is coming from an attorney, that a small town needs to avoid is litigation because the cost will eat you alive. So that's part of where I'm coming from by telling you this is one way of looking at it. In my email to Hagler yesterday, all this assumes certainly that a shipping container can be analyzed as a dwelling under the town's current definitions. As I advise BZC, I believe it can be, but acknowledge others may disagree. Again, taking that stance, if the issue ever arises, which it probably will, could result in a BOA hearing and judicial review. So we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
I would suggest... And again, Mr. Eldridge works for the PNZ, but I think this is, he's very insightful in terms of, done a lot of research. Do you plan on being there for the council?
I think it'd be interesting. I need to check.
I think you'll be asked questions too.
That's fine.
If it's okay with, I think it's,
Jim, did you,
it's something that we would recommend.
Send your notice to Andy?
I'm sorry, John.
Did you send your email to Andy? Was he a part of that?
I asked Nancy to, I didn't have all those addresses. I asked Nancy to send to all the council members and Andy.
It was.
Oh, okay, good.
It was.
Okay, any further discussion on manufacturer shipping container homes? Again, I think we'll have a lot more insight after the presentation discussion in council meeting in January.
I should be there on that evening. I'll make it.
Okay. If it's okay, I'd like to jump to the letter C here, chapter 19-373, 7 political signs. Exactly the same issue here. It was on the agenda for the December meeting. I was asked to postpone it, so there was no discussion, vote, or anything on that. So, and that's the recommended change in the ordinance that we had forwarded to the council. So that's still there. And again, there's that that'll be talked about is on the agenda for the January 19th meeting. Any further discussion of that? 6:30. Okay, last one is a vacation rental nuisance violation data collection. And again, this goes back now about, what, 8-9 months or so? Do we have any?
Chief Cooper's not giving me that information yet. I've spoken with him a couple of times, but he still has not forwarded that to me.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, I was going to wait until after everything for the holidays come down.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay, so anyway, the folks that were here during the discussion of permitting or licensing or whatever you want to call it for short-term rentals, we recommended not doing that, but what we wanted to do is start getting an idea about what sort of violations are taking place, and so we'd ask the police chief to maybe kind of gather that information, so we're still waiting to get that and look at it. So, any further discussion on vacation rental nuisance data? All right, very good. New business. Anybody have new business? John, new business?
No, sir.
No new business. Anybody here have new business?
You know about that?
Member items. Anything memberish? All right, well, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Okay, all right, we got a motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?